This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The Columbus nonprofit We Amplify Voices, or WAVE, is working on a project inspired and co-written by inmates in addiction recovery at the Ohio Reformatory for Women. They debuted one song today. It's sung by Amber Nicole, the lead singer of local group Mojo Flow, and it's called Living Proof.
You can be one more statistic. You can see there's nothing missing. I'm living proof. I'm living proof.
Nick D'Andrea is the executive director of We Amplify Voices, and he joins me now. Nick, when you originally connected with the women in the Tapestry program, the addiction recovery program at the Ohio Reformatory for Women, what did the sessions look like? You know, how did they play out?
Week after week, we just kind of build a theme and also kind of a bond with everybody. And once we have a kind of musical direction, which we get through listening to a lot of music together, which is kind of the fun part of the process, we start to have conversations together about our theme. And in the case of these women, the theme was resiliency and overcoming, which is something they all have had to do in their lives. And we kind of condensed everything that had been said and what the women wanted to express, which was, you know, that they are living proof that you can overcome the odds.
The concept of art therapy has been around for some time. What do you think making music specifically does for these women?
Annette, the director of the Tapestry program, had a beautiful quote earlier today. She said, you know, we try to make love bridges with Tapestry. And, you know, they do a lot of different kinds of community outreach where, like, the women talk to an orphanage in South Africa. They Zoom with them once a week and they create these love bridges. And I think that music can act as a love bridge like that because it's so universal and it speaks to everyone. And when the women had this opportunity to, like, put down their experiences into a song, they just leapt at it and they took it so seriously. And I mean, we debated every single line of this song for hours. It was very intensive, and it really meant a lot to them to have ownership of what this song said. And I think music is just a universal platform in a different way than any other medium. It's got a universal component to it that is a great vehicle for emotion and experience.
How has the pandemic changed your plans for this project?
Dramatically, unfortunately. Kind of one of the first things that happened was we got an email from ORW that they were going to stop any kind of visitation into the prison. This past month, we received word that the Tapestry program had been canceled entirely, which they've been inside of ORW for 30 years. And it's very uncertain if they'll ever be able to return. So we still hope to be able to go in and work with the general population, but at least for the time being, Tapestry doesn't exist.
Mm. Well, we are going to go out with a little bit more of Living Proof and with the voices of the women themselves who join the last chorus. Thank you so much, Nick D'Andrea, for talking with us today.
Thank you, Claire. Thanks so much for telling this story.